Hey guys, welcome back. So not to take much of your time, I am going to be attaching an MP3 version of a video that I posted on YouTube some time ago, about a week or 2 weeks ago, titled Before You Write Your New Year Resolutions, Watch This. Don't forget, of course, I made it as a video, so there were lots of emphasis on the word watch and thanks for watching and things like that. But You should listen to it and get the information and get the knowledge. There are very helpful tips and points that I made that I believe are going to help you make better decisions and make better goals for 2019. So if you want to listen to or watch more of this kind of videos, go on to YouTube and search for Jube Life and you're going to see my channel. But until then, please do enjoy this version. Thank you so much.
Hey guys, welcome back. My name is Faith. New Year resolutions have become more of a tradition. It feels like we just want to make this list of things that we want to do in the new year and do not actually follow through with the plan. Personally, I no longer believe in New Year resolutions, and I'm going to tell you why. The universe, as we know it, pays no attention to space or time. Times, dates, calendars, all these things were created by man for man, to help him control and manage his time wisely and make him accountable. It was just made to control how people actually spend their time. I'm not saying I'm an advocate for disorderliness, no. I'm just saying there's one thing that God gave us, and that is the power of free will. I said all that to say this: whatever you intend doing in the new year, if you haven't already started it, you're not ready to make that drastic change. So before you get all riled up and excited about writing down your New Year resolutions, I have to break this to you. You need to take these steps, and trust me, when you do, you're not going to regret it. Number one, you need to give yourself a proper and a brutal self-evaluation. If everyone around you lies to you, you shouldn't lie to yourself. I don't know if people do this, but I have conversations with myself. I'm not a madman, but sometimes you need to talk to yourself like you're talking to a child. We all have this inner baby spirit in us, or baby soul, whatever it is. Ask yourself certain questions like, what decisions did I make in 2018 that wasn't favorable to me? What company was I keeping? What will you be doing differently in the next year? Because we all know the quote that says you can't do the same thing over and over and over again and expect a different result. You want to see a change in your finances, in your life, in your relationship. You need to be able to evaluate yourself. When you're brutally honest with yourself, when you say those truths to yourself, that is the first step into becoming a brand new person. And like, okay, yeah, this old video, go and sleep. I need a new one. It's like putting on a new clothes. The other steps are more of committing yourself to different things. I'm going to give you some pointers on what I know you should be committing yourself to. If you follow it wisely and judiciously, you're not going to regret it. I know. So first thing, you have to commit yourself to making better decisions. Because aside the energy that we vibrate through our thoughts that gets us to where we are in life, our decisions also play a huge role. Sometimes we're faced with a difficult situation. In Nigeria, we say from fry pan to fire. Like, whatever decision you actually choose is not going to be so favorable. But at least try to make decisions that when you look 5 years from now or 10 years from now, you're not going to be sulking, you're not going to be regretting. Make good financial decisions, make good relationship decisions, and I pray the Holy Spirit guides you as the Spirit leads you. That's where you need to be in tune with your spiritual self. You need to be in tune with your spirit. Number two thing you should commit to learning something new. Commit to getting a new experience. There's a part of your brain that opens when you learn something new, when you experience something you have never experienced before. Look at each time you did something for the very first time. That excitement, that knowledge, that exposure that you get, that is what happens when you learn something new. It just increases your IQ. It takes it up a notch, I think. It could be a new skill. Learn how to cook if you don't know how to cook. Learn a new language. Stretch your mind, stretch your physical body. You don't know the power that your mind has until you actually put it to work. So commit to learning something new. Number three thing you should commit to is commit to reading at least one book. While growing up, I used to hear the saying that if you want to hide something from an African man or a Nigerian in particular, hide it in a book and he would never find it. And I beg to differ. Nigerians and Africans are one of the smartest people. If you are a voracious reader, you would pick up anything and read. Read something in the science department, read something in the law department, read a novel. But I prefer to read self-help books. While at university, I liked reading just my textbooks and my notebooks. I didn't have time for... I struggled to read novels like all them Mills and Boom and 50 Shades. I really wasn't interested. I just wanted to pass and leave university. So, but now I have more time on my hands. I read more spiritual books. I read more motivational and inspirational books. That may be boring for some people, but to make things easier for you, I would advise pick up a book that has a topic that you're interested in or that has a topic that you're passionate about. It becomes easier, you know, for you to start it and actually pull through to the end. No matter how slow of a reader you are, you should be able to finish a book in 1 year. 365 days in our calendar is a long time for you to complete at least one book. You can go further. If you're not someone who is used to reading, then you can start with at least one book this year. Number four, take responsibilities for your actions. Some Africans, I don't want to generalize, some Africans have this problem of pushing and passing the blame to other people. Something bad happens to you at your workplace.
Oh, it's my brother in the village that does not like me.
Something bad happens in your neighborhood.
My neighbor is rich, he doesn't like my progress.
You need to drop that mentality. It's very okay. Don't control whatever it is that happens to you. You need to read on law of attraction. Everything in life that's happening now, that's happened in the past, that's even going to happen in the future, it happened because you allowed it. It happened because you thought about it, because you set that vibration in motion. You transmitted that thought to the universe. The universe always has a way of sending back what you give to it. If you send in negative thoughts into the universe, negative things would happen. So why not exchange those? I'm going to make a separate video about law of attractions and thoughts and, you know, reprogramming your mind and all that. So instead of thinking in this position because my uncles in the village do not want me to progress in life, the sooner you take responsibility for whatever it is that's happening in your life, the more you will be in control of your life, because you have that power. God has already given it to you. Like, baby girl, take it. You already have that power in your hand. So learn to use it. Last but not the least, commit to being a better version of yourself every single day. Do not stop trying to be in competition with yourself. I don't understand why people, I won't really blame them. Social media really is an asshole. So I can understand why everybody is trying to keep appearance. But my advice, all those girls on Instagram shouldn't be your competitors. All those guys with beards and, you know, looking fresh, pink lips, they shouldn't be your competition. Work on yourself. Have you ever noticed in a sport like swimming or relay or, you know, 4x4 meters race, the people who win, most often than not, they are the ones who focus on the finish line. They're not turning to their left or to their right to see if this person's legs moving faster than mine. No, they focus. Because when you look left and right, you are distracted. And when you're distracted, you do not get to the finish line on time. It's not about who finishes first anyway, but when you set a goal has a deadline and you need to meet that deadline. So that's my point. Be a better version of yourself every single day. It's my earnest prayer that as you take these steps and you make these bold decisions, 2019 becomes one of the best years ever for you. I just feel like the world can be a better place. We don't always have to be negative. We don't always have to be so hard on ourselves. We just need to be happy and emit positive vibrations. I know to my Nigerian community, to be honest, if I'm talking rubbish, but I know what I'm saying. Guys, thank you so much. If you found this video helpful or interesting, or you gained some form of knowledge, you know, something you didn't know before, give it a thumbs up or a thumbs down. Give me your honest opinion. Cause no, don't give me a thumbs down, be good, please. I'm joking. Give me a thumbs up. Just a thumbs up. It's not hard. It's like double tapping on Instagram, but just boom, One, do not forget to share the video if you also found it interesting. So like, share, and subscribe. The link to my YouTube channel is going to be going up somewhere, either here or there, somewhere around me. So just click and you subscribe. As long as these videos are encouraging someone and inspiring someone to be a better version of themselves, that is like, that is my fulfillment. And probably I get an endorsement. So guys, thank you so much for watching, and I am coming to give you the usual Phaedra kiss.